get, it ain't gonna get wet on just a little bit. It's got too much flour in it. You know, it just sort of cements itself together and sheds the water off. But now when you throw your wood up there, it just crosses this way and that way and this way and that way, and that water will start running down, and it'll finally run off. And it won't ever, your wood won't rot, and it won't stay wet. It won't hardly get, well, you used to take a stove wood pot. I have what we call stove wood, and that's what you burn in your mother cooked. No, in your cook stove, They call that stove wood. It was cut up in little scrappies, about like your wrist, or your 2x2, or 1.5 by 1.5 inches, and be 16 inches long. And mother always wanted her right out in the open. Said, now, I don't want it stacked up, says the rat digs into it, or the worms will get into it, or something. Said, just throw it up out there in a big pile, and it's open, and it'll stay dry. It'll dry out. And well, they did like for her piled up. She did like it ricked up tall. She just wanted to be piled up in a great big pile out there where she could. And she never did want, hardly ever let the kids go carry it to with him. Now, that's not right, but still, that's what she done. She thought about middle evening or sometime during evening, she'd go and bring her in 2 or 3 loads of stove wood, and she'd always have dry wood to cook with. She would never have wet wood. She wasn't going to have no wet wood to cook with. Now she's going to have dry wood. She figured it'd be her place to get the wood in there and have it dry. Mm-hmm. She'd have a big box over the side of the cook stove, and sometimes she'd ask the boys to fill a box of wood up with stove wood. Mm-hmm. But she hardly ever wanted them to go get any stove in the kindling. She'd always get her own kindling. That was chips and splinters and that small stuff.
Well, now, where would you keep your hay?
Well, you'd have your big hay barns, and they'd what they call big hay barns, and lots of people stacked it up outside, and of course, there's lots of hay stacked outside yet. Mm-hmm. It's coming back now that they stack a lot of hay outside now in the wintertime. They claim they'll keep, and it's not as costly as it is to bale it and haul it. Labor's getting so.
So they just stack it?
A lot of them are using these stackers now instead of baling it, but I don't like it too much. Mm-hmm. But.
How do you keep it from getting wet? Do they put anything over the haystack?
Well, now you take so much hay up there, it'll finally, that water will finally
just get wet.
And it'll leak down, and it'll just keep leaking down, and it'll finally run plumb out, and all that hay in the middle of it will be dry. And it won't get wet over 6-8 inches deep, and then when the sun shines, well, that'll dry out again, and it'll finally accumulate a sort of a cement there, and it won't, maybe it won't get wet that deep anymore.
Well, when they would first cut the hay, what would they do with it? Put it in the stacks, what would they do with it when they first cut it?
Well, you got the olden times, and of course they still do it yet too, but they've got, now they've got what they call a steam dryer that they use to dry the hay. They'll condition it, they'll mow it, and then they'll condition that hay as they mow it, and that runs through a process of drying. But old time, they just cut it out there, and they figured on the good Lord to make sunshine.
To dry it out.
And,
Did they ever rake it up into rows.
Red rows, about like a bean rows, only it'd be...
Oh, they call it rows?
Yeah, they call it windrows. They windrow it. And of course, it wouldn't be as close together as our bean rows. It'd be 10 steps apart, maybe. Just according to how thick your hay was, how close your rows are going to be. If it was real thick hay, your rows are going to be thick. If it's thin hay, your rows are going to be thin. And then they have what they call a sulky rake, we all call them buck rakes. And they used horses, one on each side. And that hay would be in the middle, and you'd push it up to the stack, and you could stack it, or you could push it up to a baler, and you could bale it. And then after you bale it and put water around it, well, then you haul it to your big hay barn and stacked it in there before you stopped during the winter. But in the olden times, they didn't know what hay bar was.
Yeah.
And it was all stacked hay.
It was all stacked hay.
They'd rake it up and bunch it, and then they'd haul it in on wagons and whatever they had, and put it in the hay barn loose. And then they'd feed it loose that winter.
Oh, they would. Where would they store
corn? Well, they'd have what they call cribs. Uh-huh. What they call a crib, and it'd mostly be out to itself. On account of the rats and things, they just try to keep the. And I've seen big cribs built with one of these number threes or number one. Anyhow, it'd be a wash tub, regular old wash tub. You know what an old zinc wash tub is? You've seen a zinc wash tub?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
And they got ears on the side where you can take hold of them, knowing if you want to carry them, and you can't carry them full of water, but you can carry a little water in there. But anyhow, they'd wear out in the bottom, but they'd put them over these blocks, bottom side uppers. Well, then Mr. Rat, he couldn't ever get up in there. Uh-huh. See, they're about that deep. Uh-huh. Well,